This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 88 for Monday, October 4th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were stronger on Monday, but off their session highs after running into some profit-taking resistance. Canola up $3 to $8, the November contract up $4 at $907.10 per ton. That contract had traded $10 higher earlier in today above $917. Solid end-user demand and bullish technical signals provided support. The tight supply situation means end-users with sales on the books are paying up in order to secure coverage. Overnight gains in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures provided spillover support. Chicago soy oil was also up for most of the day, with a rally in crude oil supportive for the vegetable oil markets in general. However, soy oil was well off its highs, and the Canadian dollar was stronger, which weighed on prices. In the U.S., soybeans and corn were both mostly lower, while wheat was mixed. November soybeans down 10 cents at $12.35 per bushel. Gains in soy oil had provided spillover support, but oil drifted off its highs as the day progressed. Last week's larger-than-expected quarterly stocks numbers from the USDA also weighed on prices. Concerns over a possible downturn in Chinese demand, amid talk from U.S. officials that China has not complied with their end of a trade deal, contributed to the losses. Seasonal harvest pressure was another bearish influence, with trade estimates pegging the harvest at nearly a third complete. Corn traded to both sides of unchanged, with the bias lower in the nearby December contract. It's down 0.75 cents at $5.40¾ per bushel. The USDA did report private export sales of 426,000 tons of corn to Mexico this morning. That was supportive. Rains in parts of the eastern corn belt also underpinned the futures, delaying harvest operations in the region. However, the overall harvest progress is still thought to be running ahead of normal. Wheat, it ended mixed. Minneapolis up 0.25 cents in the December contract at $9.29¼ per bushel. Kansas City down 5 cents in December at $7.54 per bushel. Chicago wheat, it's up a penny in the December contract at $7.56 per bushel. Tight U.S. wheat stocks remained supportive, with reports of dryness in Russia may limit winter wheat seedings there, also underpinning the futures. Russia is also reportedly reconsidering imposing another quota on wheat exports. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 4th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.